This is Congressman Bob Dole in my first of a series of weekly radio broadcasts, which we will conduct every week during the 88th Congress. I want to say, first of all, that I deeply appreciate this station carrying my weekly broadcast as a public service. In our big first district, we have some 22 stations be carrying our regular weekly program. I think, first of all, that since this is my first program, I should make it very clear that I certainly invite your comments and your suggestions, and I do hope that you as a listener and as a taxpayer and as a resident of the First District will take time to give me the benefit of your views on vital legislation. It's most important, in my opinion, that we communicate with one another, and for this reason we'll have our weekly radio broadcasts. We hope to start our regular newsletter within the next 10 days, and sometime later on this year, perhaps about April 15th, we hope to have questionnaires mailed to several thousands of you in the Big First District. For those who are not certain of the size of our district, let me state that it consists of 58 western Kansas counties with 550,000 residents. And certainly we are in an important area. We happen to be in the largest wheat-producing congressional district in this country, and certainly agriculture, as you know, is a very vital part of our economy. Now, I am still a member of the Committee on Agriculture and a member of the Subcommittee on Wheat and other subcommittees of this committee. On last week, I introduced a bill which would require the Secretary of Agriculture to proclaim the 1964 national acreage allotments prior to March 15 and to make it possible that we could have the wheat referendum not later than May 15th. Now, under existing law, in other words, the law presently on the books, the Secretary could hold the referendum as late as June 15. And I might point out that in 1961, the wheat referendum was not held until August 24, and in 1962 was not held until August 30th. And I'm certain the farmers recognize the frustration they face year after year after year, not knowing when the referendum will be, and knowing, of course, in western Kansas and other summer fallow areas in this country, that the referendum comes far too late for them to make any proper plans. I can see no reason this year, no reasonable excuse, for not holding the referendum prior to May 15. For, as everyone knows, the 64 wheat program was enacted last year and was signed by the President on September 27, in 1962. This is already some 5 months ago, and certainly the farmer has had every opportunity to learn the aspects of the 64 program and has probably made up his mind. And this works both ways. If we have an early referendum, say May 15th, May 1st, or even in April, and the referendum passes, this will give the farmer, for the first time in many years, a little time in which to make proper plans. If the referendum should fail, it will give Congress adequate time to propose and submit new legislation for the wheat farmers of this country. And I, for one, certainly feel that the Congress of the United States will recognize its responsibility should the referendum fail, and I would anticipate immediate action in this event. But at any rate, I think it's high time that we start getting machinery set up for an early referendum. And on this basis, I introduced a bill. I've asked the committee chairman and the subcommittee chairman for immediate hearings. I understand there's considerable interest on the Senate side, and there may be a bill introduced just like the one that we introduced there in the next few days. I thought I might talk very briefly about the request to raise a national debt ceiling from the present $308 billion to some $320 billion. Let me state simply that I think this will run into extreme difficulty this year because many Republicans and many Democrats are not in the least bit happy because the administration has made no effort to hold down spending. We talk about tax cuts, we talk about deficits, and the administration comes forth nearly every week with some new program that will cost millions and millions of dollars. Again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. And send your comments and your suggestions and your criticisms to Congressman Bob Dole, House Office Building, Washington, D.C.